Reddit Ask Me Anything. I have been a Special Forces soldier for 5 years. My name is Daniel, and I was a soldier of the Russian Special Forces from 2014 to 2019. I participated in counter-terrorist operations in the North Caucasus, and also was in Syria for 9 months in 2017. During my service I was a gunner, machine gunner, sniper and squad leader. Ask your questions. What made you leave? And do you have any regrets? I got PTSD and bipolar disorder. Yes, I'm regret I went to Syria. The war there is absolutely inhuman. I saw too much shit there. What was the worst? Two of my drunken colleagues moved to armored personnel carriers through a taxi with people. They were not punished in any way. What is your opinion on Putin? I do not like Putin. I do not like his politics. I have never voted for him and I'm not going to. Did you get to observe any Special Forces soldiers from any other countries? Any comments you can make about soldiers from other countries? Thanks for doing an Ask Me Anything. I never interacted with Special Forces of other countries, but I know how ordinary American soldiers fight in Syria. They are great, and they have a good preparation. What was Syria like? Very hot. Everywhere spiders and snakes. Problems with water and food. Constant dysentery. Everything around is allowed. People are poor. I think that somehow. When you say everything allowed, what do you mean by that? I interpreted that as it's truly lawless. What was difficult and an easy decision you had to make during your service? Something that you're allowed to tell us. I shot a teenager with a rifle who shot at our convoy. He was about 14 years old, and I shot him with a sniper rifle. The simplest thing I did was shoot at people who were definitely involved in executions. No regrets. My section killed a 15-year-old Afghan boy who kept trying to drive by on his moped. Later found out that a local Taliban leader was paying him $20 to go empty his AK at us. It's a shit situation. How ducked up does a country get where teenagers will take $20 to attempt to kill several heavily armed men, which has a 98% chance of ending in his own death? Ducking a man. I mean, that happens in the US too with gangs. Hell, they'll make the teenagers do it for free. What's the most beautiful place you've seen on the job? I saw the old castles of the Crusaders in Syria. It was amazing. Does Russia take care of their veterans? Do they provide money and health insurance after you retire? Oh yes, I already get $50 every month. LOL. But there are many benefits, such as the absence of a tax on a car, etc. Damn, that's it. Yep, that's it. What do you think was the most dangerous situation you found yourself in? Did you know it was going to be like that, or did it turn bad? Are there things most people don't think are dangerous but you are wary of? I was in armored personnel carrier, in the place of the shooter. Although I should not have been there, our convoy was attacked, and I shot a cannon in a tower. Suddenly she jammed, and I could see in the sight of a guy with an RPG, who then shot at us. He hit the tower. I got a concussion, a shoulder wound, multiple shrapnel wounds to my hands, and my body armor melted to my shoulder. What is the worst thing your superiors made you do during your formation? We fired on a ship that was moving towards our base. It was simply riddled with all that is possible. The crew did not answer on the radio, did not respond to signals and warning shots. It turned out that it was a ship from another country that brought a load of marble. In general, no one was left alive on this ship, and he was not subsequently removed. He was stuck on the coastal cliffs and tipped, so he stayed there until the end of my deployment. What kind of relationship did you have with Americans? Was it like a love-hate relationship? We treated them like soldiers like us, ordinary guys who are stuck there too. What was the most dangerous counter-terrorist operation in the North Caucasus region that you participated in? We defused one guy in the house, who then took a makeshift explosive device. There were so many explosives that the house just shattered into pieces. Fragments of the house flew everywhere, but none of us was hurt, surprisingly. What do you do for fun? At the end of my deployment, we threw the toilet with hand grenades. This damn toilet was on a hill, in a good position for shooting, so we had to go there in body armor and in helmets. I hated this toilet. If I'm reading this right, you had a toilet that was in a bad place where you could be killed while using the toilet. So you blow it up with grenades after you were done with your deployment? That's so awesome, haha. Special Forces soldiers trained to perform at their best. Did you ever see one of your guys do something that amazed you? Whether it was something athletic, mentally surprising, at the firing range, endurance etc? What is your opinion on the use of Spetsnaz typically being used as the bad guys in Western film and books? Additionally, in Russia are US Special Forces stereotyped to be bad guys as well? Thanks in advance if you answer this. Hope you're staying safe with everything going around right now. Well, this is all an echo of the Cold War. Yes, in Russian films the bad guys are sometimes Americans. There is a film about countering Russian Special Forces and American Special Forces. Amazing, ask me anything. What was your most grueling physical exercise for training or Special Forces selection? Running in full uniform with a rifle and full ammunition, in body armor and a helmet in the mountains. Hell, I hate running, but now I know how to do it very well. I am still Spetsnaz. Whoa, I ducking butchered that word. Seriously though, how amusing to Russians is Dolph Lundgren's accent? His accent is too crude, I would say, but yes, I know that even just speaking calmly in English, it seems to others that I am a gangster who is discussing something criminal. Approximately how many MRE bags have you shat into? How much I ate them, you mean? No, but I take that as none. For Americans, if we set up observation listening posts with the main mission is not being detected, we often had to poop in our MRE bags and carry them back with us. Ahahaha, I understand what you are talking about. Yes, there are different situations. We were allowed to put on diapers if you needed to. Ha, never thought about diapers. Off subject a little bit, but looking back, how many of your actions were influenced by propaganda? Do you feel disillusioned with war/geopolitics now? This is something that hit me very hard about 5 or so years after I got out. Of course, I was subject to propaganda, in terms of, you are the last hope of the nation, son, and all this shit. But I really fought terrorism. Disappointment came already in Syria. As for geopolitics, I think they all just make money. The fight against terrorism is just an excuse. What's your favorite military movie? Full Metal Jacket. Being in Syria, did you find yourself in tense situations between US forces and Russian forces? Also, what's your opinion on USSF compared to Russian SF? I have never personally met with American soldiers. My friends met. Well, I saw them at a distance of about 3 kilometers. There were no conflicts between us. I think that the American Special Forces are also real professionals. I saw a film about the training of SEAL. It was cool. How do Russian citizens view Russian soldiers? Usually good enough. All my friends believe that I am a hero. Not enough strength to dissuade them. All my friends believe that I am a hero. Not enough strength to dissuade them. This is an astoundingly poetic statement despite English not being your first language. Thanks for your answers. Your name is Daniel and you're part of Russian Special Forces. How'd that happen? In general, my name is rather Daniel, Daniel, but in English this is such a variation of my name. Makes sense. What made you want to join up? Two reasons. Firstly, I grew up in a region with high terrorist activity and witnessed the terrorist attack when I was 17. So I wanted to fight this. Secondly, I had problems with the law, and in the army all this could be hushed up. So how come you left last year? Had you just had enough and wanted to go back to civilian life, or was there another reason? Well, I got PTSD and bipolar disorder. So one day I wanted to stick my rifle barrel in my mouth and shoot. But my mother talked me out of the phone and made an appointment with a psychiatrist. After that, I realized that I had enough. Good on you for sticking around. What have you been up to since you left? Well, I drank, used drugs and drove drunk while driving. And I was treated by a psychiatrist. And now I am much better. I had money left after the army, so I could afford such a lifestyle. Now I am a trader on the stock exchange. What do you think of the bombings of hospitals in Syria? I think that this is similar to why I was disappointed in the army. When you become a Special Forces soldier, do you receive a special training to improve your fast thinking? Also, do Special Forces soldiers are the very best in hand combat, no guns? Yes, you are taught to shoot in any stressful situation. I don't think we are the best at this, but we can fight well. Thanks a lot for taking the time to share your experiences with us. Is there anything in particular that you would like to talk about your life as a spec op? I would like to say only one thing. Think about whether you want to live such a life. Can you live with the blood of others on your hands? This is not a Call of Duty. Everything is real here. How will the corona pandemic affect the military? I do not think that this will somehow affect the military. In the military, diseases are not taken so seriously. What are the simple things that you enjoy in life? Like food, hobbies, a place to be, or something simpler? Thank you for doing this Ask Me Anything. One of the most grounded and interesting ones I've seen in a while. It's hard for me to enjoy something now. I'm still sick. I guess I like alcohol at the moment. I drink constantly. Well, I also love to drive in my car. But now I do not make it drunk. Wish you get out of that hole. I know it is stupid advice, but alcohol is not a medicine and it will just break you slowly. Same with the other painkillers we seek. Drugs, gambling, bullying, etc. A hobby, work, people with whom you can just talk your shit out are things which will ground you back. LOL. I am not your therapist, but just wish you all the good. Hold on there. Did you always know and understand the context in the larger scheme of worldwide politics that your individual missions were a part of? Did you, do you, always believe as your leaders do? How do you reconcile any differences relating to moral objections found after the fact? I always understood that there was more than just a fight against terrorism. But it turned out that this was not a very important goal. The main thing is money and political influence. Which I realized later. In the war, I did not feel anything. I did not care for the most part. Awareness of everything that happened came after. Whenever I hear special forces, I always think of super serious badass soldiers. Have you ever had any really funny moments with your squad members? One of our guys went out to shoot at targets in full uniform. Usually we shot everything. He looked cool in all this garbage. And so he takes the magazine from the rifle, drops it, tries to pick it up, but kicks it with his foot, and the magazine flies away. If you could take it all back and choose a different path in life, would you, or would you do it all over again? Yes, I would never join the military if I could return to the past. And what career choice do you think you would have made if you hadn't joined the military? I don't even know if I would settle down as an office plankton. It sounds better to me than the army. I have never met them. I think that they are the same professionals as any other modern army. What's the view of the US military and the Russian SF? Are you guys like duck? Those guys can't wait to get a shot at them. It's always interesting to hear what people in other countries' armed forces think of each other. Also, I hate to double up on questions, but what are your combat medicine guidelines like? We always treated them well. The same soldiers as we are. Always carry an analgesic with you. Promedal, etc. When I was wounded, no one had it. I received it only a few hours later at the base. Hi Daniel. In the US Army when we train, the opfer we fight against is depicted as using Soviet Russian equipment, weapons and tactics. Then a lot of our training still has an anti-Soviet focus as a relic of the Cold War. For example, the silhouette targets we shoot at on the rifle range are nicknamed Ivan. When Russian forces train, what kind of forces are you basing your enemy on? Is it primarily US base weapons and doctrine, or more of an EU focus? Or do you train to fight against old Soviet era weapons as well, since that's what we face mostly in places like the Middle East? Yes, you're right. We also have the main targets of American prototypes. The main tanks that are taught to shoot grenade launchers are Abrams and Bradley. Hi Daniel. Thank you for posting this, and much respect to you for your service. I've a question regarding your equipment, particularly as a sniper. What was an average day's kit like for you? I've a bit of a fascination with Russian weaponry. You guys make good stuff. So, definitely curious. Thanks. My rifle, ammunition for it, several sights, including night vision, a rangefinder, a device for measuring wind strength, binoculars, a first aid kit, a knife, an intercom, smoke grenades, hand grenades, a gun, Full ammunition for it. Hell, I can't remember everything. I worked with a spotter. He also had a lot of equipment. What are your thoughts on the war in Donbas? Your thoughts on Russian involvement in the conflict? I think this is another dirty policy. No one needs this war. I think that Russia should not have participated in this conflict at all. Whoa, you made it to the end? You're a ducking beast. I'll cut you a deal. Smash like and subscribe for more curated content, bruh. It's free and that's a great price.